Ruby 6, The Illusionati. Ruby has vanished, perhaps forever. The only person who witnessed her disappearance isn't saying anything. And now, part 5, The Bio Balls Came Bouncing.
Angel baby, have you seen Ruby?
No, TJ.
No one has seen her all day.
But she has a performance tonight.
Oh yeah, Ruby and the Dark Angel of Doom.
What if Ruby doesn't show?
No show? Then no show.
I can do it.
Do Ruby's routine?
Yes.
You would confront the Dark Angel of Doom?
Yes.
I don't think so, Angel.
Why?
Because then we'd have to call it Angel and the Dark Angel of Doom.
Ooh. I like that.
Sorry, Angel.
But as night falls and the crowd gathers inside the giant inflatable Big Top and Ruby hasn't appeared, Andor becomes concerned.
Gosh, I'm afraid we'll have to cancel our main event.
I can do it, Andor.
Replace Ruby?
I know all her routines.
Well, but I mean, we're talking about Ruby. You know, I mean, it's Ruby.
But Ruby wouldn't want the main event canceled. It's the highlight of the digital circus, Andor.
Gosh, it's too dangerous, Angel.
I love danger.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
But if anything ever happened to you...
There's a fail-safe.
Yes, but I...
I'll dress like Ruby. No one will know. I'll be way up there in the top of the dome.
You sure? I mean, it...
It will make Ruby happy.
Well, I don't know about that.
It will make me so happy.
You
want to make me happy, don't you, Andor?
Yes, but if Ruby is unhappy, she can... I mean... Be so mean.
But if she's not here, people will be so disappointed.
I know, Angel.
If you make me happy, I'll make you happy, Andor.
Well, gosh, do you really think
you... Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh.
You told Angel she can replace Ruby? Are you nuts?
Just for tonight.
So you're nuts just for tonight?
No, just in case Ruby doesn't show.
No one replaces Ruby.
But Angel will dress like Ruby and who'll be the wiser?
We are going to lie to all those trusting illuboos that have paid their hard-earned schmoogles?
Well?
Who has the final say here?
I do.
Oh, well, okay. But don't say it's Ruby, because if Ruby finds out...
Oh.
Tonight, do we have a special treat for you? Yes, we do! Tonight, here at the Digital Circus, we present the Battle of Angels. The dark versus the light. On one side of the cosmic ring, we have the Angel of Light. Her luminous radiance, shining, resplendent, the dazzling, incandescent, blazing, flaming, Angel of Angels, Angel Baby! Wait, wait, there's more. The Angel of Light will combat the dark, ominous, gloomy, shadowy, lightless, Angel of Eternal Blackness. Yes, tonight, for the first time ever, here at the Digital Circus, we proudly present the Angel of Light versus the Dark Angel of Doom.
I had to admit, Angel was good. She had all of Ruby's moves down pat, and that's the frustrating thing about having a relationship with an android. They're total recall. They can quote you exactly what you said, when you said it, why you said it, and why, and there's no squirming out of that. Since her angelness and I had called it quits, I noticed she and Andor were becoming quite lovey-dovey, coochie-cooey, wee-wee-wee. But what about Ruby? She's vanished. So I checked her inflatable abode, but no clue, no clue. No, wait a minute. What's this? A spent speak bubble.
As you may know, speak bubbles are a sort of inflatable rubber email. They are the chief means of communication here on the planet of Alubuwa. They are bubbles that they fill with words and then send them through a pneumatic tube.
So as I held this spent speak bubble up by its little limp tail, that's when I noticed there was a tiny lump still inside. One final word was still in there. It hadn't been squeezed out. I pressed the bubble between my fingers and...
Ruby.
It was Angel's voice. Apparently it was a message she'd sent to Ruby. Taru was about to toss it into the spent speak bubble receptacle when he noticed the time and date that is stamped onto every speak bubble. And it was dated the evening Ruby had disappeared.
I sent a speak bubble to Ruby?
Here it is.
It's limp.
Well, when I found it, all the words had been squeezed out, all but one. Your voice saying, Ruby.
Gosh, TJ, I don't recall sending that.
It was you, Angel.
Yes, now I remember. Ruby had asked me to send the guest list from the reception.
That's a lot of words to squeeze into one small speak bubble.
Oh, I can talk fast. Do you want to hear me?
No, I'm just following every clue. Thanks, Angel.
Bye, TJ.
Yeah, every clue. That was the only clue I had. But how could Angel forget? Androids never forget.
Taru confides in Rodan Kapoor.
Have you noticed Angel's been acting differently?
Maybe she's in love.
I don't think so. Keep an eye on her, Kapoor.
Ooh, I like to have my eyes on Angel.
So, I had no leads. And here we were, hired to find the Illusionati, but I can't even find Ruby.
Taru pays a visit to Ambassador Woogie.
Ah, Professor Taru, have you heard the pun about...
Oh, wait, no puns today.
Is this a bad pun day?
Every day is bad when there's a pun in it.
Did you know, Professor, our Ilubu days are not named after our planets. Ours are named after sound days. Let me give you an example.
There's Spare me, Ambassador, I'm here because Ruby is missing.
You have received no word?
Not one.
How may I help you, Professor?
I was hoping that you might have some contacts, people who could ask around, see if they can find anyone who may have seen Ruby since that night she disappeared.
Oh, I will do what I can, Professor.
And meanwhile, somewhere...
In case you're wondering, whatever happened to Ruby, let me refresh your memory. Her angelness told me to meet her at a warehouse on the edge of town. Inside were all these zombies, pear-shaped lumps grown from icky, rubbery stuff called bioflesh. They were faceless, except for one. It had all the detail, right down to the pencil-thin mustache. It was the media mogul Boom Boom Bassoon. It was his replica, a doppelganger. For some reason, I trusted Boom Bassoon, so I had her angelness contact him to come out to the warehouse and see for himself. But something got triggered. We were attacked by big balls of bioflesh that came merrily bouncing across the warehouse floor. I blasted a couple of them, but a third one exploded so close the flesh stuck all over me. They were alive. Then pieces came crawling from everywhere. The ball was reforming with me inside it. I couldn't breathe, and then everything faded to black. When I finally woke up, I was here. My first question was, where is here? Well, here is somewhere on this planet in this godforsaken desert, and here had once been a village, an oasis burg, but now there's just me. Well, me and these damn bio balls. I mean, speak of the prisoner, I'm living it. There's about 30 spike palms, 5 vacant buildings, a pile of rusted old machinery. There's nothing to read, no entertainment. I can't even converse with these stupid balls. There's supplies, dry food you pour water on and pray it'll turn into something that'll stay in your stomach. Why am I still alive? Do they think I know something? And who are they? What happened to her angelness? When I blasted that bio ball, it reformed around me, not her. But maybe they can't stick to plastic, so what happened to her? TJ?
Yeah, Angel?
Have you heard from Ruby?
Not a peep.
Gee, I hope she's all right.
Well, Ruby's independent. She does whatever she wants. She's a self-made woman.
She wasn't molded out of plastic like me.
Being molded out of plastic isn't anything to be ashamed of, Angel.
No?
No. A lot of women are molded nowadays. And you're so pretty and so plastic. God, I love plastic.
Yeah, cool it, TJ.
Oh, right.
And what about Sufu?
Sufu?
Aren't you and Sufu playing Tootsies?
Tootsies? Yes, well, she certainly has a lot of Tootsies to play with.
Is Sufu one of the Illusionati?
Just between you and me, maybe.
No.
Yeah.
I would love to meet one of the Illusionati.
Well, we've probably been meeting them ever since we arrived on this planet. We just don't know who they are.
What if she is one of them?
Sufu is not the enemy.
Okay, TJ.
I hear you've taken up with Andor.
Andor is so sweet.
Don't break his tender, techie heart, Angel.
I would never do that.
Oh, yeah.
Did I break your heart?
No, you just left a few pockmarks with your spiky high heels.
I had to stand up for myself.
Yeah, but did you have to make a waffle of my heart?
I never meant to step on you, TJ.
I always recover, Angel. But be nice to Andor.
He's so sweet.
I know. Well, I got a date with Sufu. See you later, babe.
Bye, TJ. Sufu, Mr. Puff.
So, that's how I spend my time, turning over fragments in my mind. I'm allowed to roam about this empty village. From what I see, there's nothing but bare desert out there. And with balls following me around, I can't get very far anyway. I wonder if they ever sleep. I've seen them eat some kind of greenish gook they roll around in and absorb through their skin. God, I'd love to blast them. But no blaster. No, nothing. I've been stripped of all weapons. Well, almost. I was up on the second floor balcony when a ball came rolling directly beneath me. I dropped a brick on it, you know, just testing. Ha! Ah, the brick bounced off. The ball stopped and kind of hissed. And then it rolled on. I did notice the brick left a bruise, a nice brick outline, so maybe they do have feelings. Something I can hurt.